Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Emily Kwong, stepping in for our host this morning to bring you a pre-recorded interview with the newest chair of Sitka Tribe of Alaska, Kathy Hope Erickson. Kathy, how are you doing this morning?
Great.
So you were serving as the Director of Administrative Services for Sitka Tribes of Alaska, attending every meeting, taking diligent notes, and being supportive of the council from an administrative perspective. But how did you decide you wanted to chair the whole kit and caboodle?
Well, I had decided to retire at the end of the year, and I just found that I couldn't quite let go. From the time I was aware of Sitka Tribe and wanted to work as an admin assistant there, it's always been in my heart, and I still want to be part of Sitka Tribe of Alaska. It's in my blood.
How did you react when you found out that you won? And not even by a little, by quite a bit.
Can you believe it? Being 64 and being at a new beginning, it's just, it can happen any time in your life.
Yeah.
It's just, it's an extreme honor. I'm really, really looking forward to working with the tribal council that we have and helping to form good direction for our tribal citizens and our tribe. It means to me it's a huge responsibility in that I have to weigh every decision and every step, and I'm hoping to say to myself before every vote, is this best for our tribal citizens?
I'm curious if you could tell me a little bit about the history of Sitka Tribe of Alaska and how you got to be involved as well.
I'd be happy to. My involvement was almost preordained because Sitka Tribe of Alaska as Sitka Community Association was formed in 1938. The original purpose was to take advantage of federal loans for fishing boats, commercial seining boats here in Sitka.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And my grandpa, Andrew P. Hope, was on the ballot for the first tribal council.
Wow. So it's written into your very name that you would be involved with the political life of the tribe here.
Absolutely. Yeah. From him and then down to my brother Jerry was on the tribal council, elected to the tribal council in 1979 until he became the transportation director for Sitka Tribe of Alaska. So shortly after Jerry got on the tribal council, they advertised for general manager, and my brother Andy, fresh with his bachelor's degree, and he'd also been working on his master's degree, he applied and was hired as general manager, the first general manager for Sitka Community Association.
And when did you start to see yourself as someone who was a leader within this organization? When did you have that recognition that you wanted to step up?
My first aspiration with Sitka Tribe of Alaska was to work in the office. And I knew I couldn't do that as long as my brother was general manager.
Why not?
That would be nepotism.
Oh.
So I kind of sharpened my skills at other places and eventually did apply and became the Director of Administrative Services in the 90s. And then I moved on to work for the municipality and for the state government and eventually ended up back as Administrative Services Director.
And what'd you do on the state government level?
I was a legislative aide. I worked for Representative Wilson, and I was the Hess Committee aide for one session. And our priest's wife said I couldn't ever go away again for that long. So,
as chair, what do you hope to bring to Sika Tribe of Alaska that it's perhaps been missing, or something you would like to see change as the person in charge?
I would love to see more participation by tribal citizens in our decision making, and that's one of the only points I ran on.
There was a time in which Sika Tribe of Alaska was in pretty serious financial crisis, and there were several layoffs that affected the organization, and now a lot has changed financially. The tribe is back in the black.
Absolutely.
And you're inheriting kind of a stronger organization, so.
I am, and it's thanks to some really hard work by council and staff. The Sika tribe wasn't being paid all they were due for the administrative costs. And there was a lawsuit brought against the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and that lawsuit was settled early this year. And we were at first thinking we were going to receive $1 million and or maybe $900,000. And then when the final, all the dust settled, it came out to $2,800,000. And
wow.
That is here, it's in the bank, and it's ready to go to work for us. I think we're probably going to end up being conservative, but that just means more for the future tribal citizens.
So that this Rama class action lawsuit is pretty significant for tribes, not only here in Sitka, but all 340 tribes who are involved, I was reading, will receive some $850 million in payouts. This is kind of a landmark case. And we're also in a landmark time for Native American and Alaskan Native activism. Right now, the Standing Rock demonstration
Yes.
continues, and I know Sika Tribe has formally come out in support of the Sioux who are demonstrating there. What do you think about the times we're living in to be a Native, Alaskan Native woman in politics?
I'm extremely proud to be part of Sitka Tribe for standing with Standing Rock, and for the city and borough of Sitka also to come out in support.
What do you make of Standing Rock, the fact that it's even happening at all?
Well,
in particular, the many different groups that have all converged in this one area to protest the pipeline.
Well, yeah. It surprises me that it has to happen, but I'm really, I'm supportive, and I'm really happy that so many people are coming out in support, not just tribal people, but people of conscience all over the country are in support. And just hearing about people bringing sleeping bags and jackets and food, and that's extremely heartwarming, especially at this time of year when it's really, really cold there in North Dakota. I couldn't imagine being in the 20s and 30s below zero, even though I'm from Alaska.
Do you consider yourself an activist?
Emily, I don't. I do have some friends that are truly activists, and from the inside out. But for myself, I'm hoping to be more of a consensus builder. Being able to sit in a room with diverse opinions and funnel all that into being one answer. I believe personally in the promotion and preservation of our local culture. I believe in the place of Sitka, and that means our natural surroundings and then the culture that naturally came from it before contact with Europeans, including Russians. I believe in our coming generations and their education, academic and cultural. I believe in the elders who are able to pass on this knowledge. I believe in the beauty of our resources here, and I hope to be able to help preserve all of this for coming generations. I believe in the beauty of the Tlingit language and culture. I believe in the strength of our people, the silent strength of our people, and hope to give voice to that too, strengthening the economy of Sitka tribe.
An economy that, in addition to receiving money from this lawsuit, is also receiving land, from what I understand. There is a man who left the tribe in his will 160 acres of land. What are your thoughts on how the land should be used?
I don't know what we've got planned for it, but I'm excited to be part of the discussions for that.
Mm. It seems like you're in a moment. So many things could happen. You know, there's new people on council now. Nancy Douglas was also elected with you. So there are two women serving on council.
We've got a lot of women. We also have Clara Gray and Lisa Way.
That's right.
So it's you can't get 50% in an odd number, but we're as close as we can get. And that may have been the most women at once serving.
What do you think that says about Sitka tribe, that there are so many women that have been recently elected?
Well, you know, the Tlingit society is matrilineal, so maybe this is a natural outcome of that. My grandpa is Andrew Hope, my grandma is Tilly Howard Hope, and she's Kixlitty, he's Kagwantan, and she would be beside him many times during his orations. And her job was to, when the time came during his speech, to nudge him with her elbow and say, "Andrew, they're going to sleep."
Kathy Hope Erickson, thank you so much for coming in and talking with me morning.
Thank you, Emily.
And we look forward to hearing more from your work with Sitka Tribe of Alaska. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.